The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 30th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we will read something about this process of chanting the names of Krishna. This is not something that was invented by ISKCON. Krishna himself says that we should chant Hare Krishna. The Supreme Authority himself has told us how much we should chant. He says that we should chant 24 hours a day. So we will read tonight from chapter 9, text number 14 of Bhagavad Gita.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Satatam kirtayam tomam
Satatam kirtayam tomam
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Namasyantascha mang bhaktya
Namasyantascha mang bhaktya
Nitya yukta upasate
Nitya yukta upasate.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Translation.
Великите души, които винаги възпяват моето величие, полагат усилия и решителност и падат в поклон пред мен, винаги ме обожават с преданост.
Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as a Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities, devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. That is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, That is called Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder, or a sannyasi, or a brahmachari. In any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, what is Srila Prabhupada telling us here? Srila Prabhupada is telling us how to become Mahatma.
Srila Prabhupada ni kazva kak da stanem Mahatmi.
Is this simply some academic exercise that he is telling us how to become Mahatma? Or does Srila Prabhupada want us to become Mahatma? Prabhupada is not one to waste words like some college professor. Whatever words he is giving, they are meant for practical implementation.
Всяка дума, която той казва, предназначена да се прилага на практика.
So when he is describing the process of becoming Mahatma,
когато той описва процеса на ставане на Махатма,
that means he wants you to become Mahatma.
Това значи, че той иска от вас вие да станете Махатма.
So therefore we must ask ourselves,
затова ние трябва да се запитаме,
am I endeavoring to become a Mahatma? Is it? There are two positions. There's Mahatma and Duratma. Atma means the self, and Maha means great.
Atma означава душа, а Maha означава велика.
And Dur means bad.
Dur означава лоша.
It's like duskritina, same word, dur, duskritina. So, if we are not striving, let us explain like this. In this material world, this is a world of duratma.
Нека го обясним последния начин. Този материален свят, повечето живи същества са дуратма.
So we are coming from the position of Duratma. Cripple-minded soul. If we do not make the endeavor to become Mahatma,
положим усилия да, да известим ума си и да станем махатми,
then the default position is Duratma. Children should sit down in one place. Sit with your parents. No wandering here and there. Sit with your parents, your mother, your father. Sit down. Sit. And stay put. Learn how to hear. No wandering around. This is not a playtime. This is hearing time. So, unless we actually make that endeavor to become the Mahatma, we remain Duratma. So Duratma is not a very nice position. Duratma means temporality, ignorance and misery.
Duratma означава временност, невежество и страдание.
That is the Duratma position.
Това е позицията на Duratma.
The Duratma, he must take birth after birth after birth in this material world.
Един Duratma трябва да се ражда отново, отново и отново в този материален свят.
He must suffer birth, death, old age and disease.
Той трябва да страда раждане, болест и старост и смърт.
He must suffer adiatmic, adibhautic and adivaivik miseries.
Той трябва да страда от страданията адиатмика, адибаутика, адидайвика.
It is not a very nice position to be in, Duratma.
Това не е много добро положение да бъдеш в него, Duratma.
But if one can become Mahatma,
ако човек стане Mahatma,
then one becomes released from the miseries of material existence.
Тогава той се освобождава от страданията на материалното съществуване.
At the time of passing out of this body, one will be enabled to enter into the kingdom of God.
И когато напусне това тяло, той ще може да се издигне до царството на Бога.
Where all miseries are conspicuous by their absence.
Където всички страдания са забележителни с това, че отсъстват.
So we simply have to decide, what do we want?
Така просто трябва да решим какво искаме.
Do we want the eternal blissful existence?
Дали искаме това вечно блаженно съществуване?
Or would we rather continue to suffer in this material existence?
Или по-скоро бихме останали да страдаме в материалния свят.
We would all agree, yes, I would like the eternal existence.
Всички ще се съгласиме, да, бих искал вечно да съществувам.
But the difficulty is we're being pulled by our senses.
Но проблемът е, че нашите сетива ни дърпат.
Just like this child has no control of her senses.
Is it?
So we are like that. We have no control over our senses. Even though we know that the best thing is to take to Krishna consciousness purely. We're constantly being pulled away from it by sensual attraction. But what are we being attracted to? It is simply a shadow of actual happiness. If it comes time to eat your dinner, and we offer you a reflection of the meal in the mirror,
и ви предложиме отражение на блюдото в огледалото.
Will that reflection give you any nourishment?
Това отражение ще ви даде ли някаква хранителна сила?
We give you a nice gulab jamun, the reflection of a gulab jamun.
Ако ви дадем отражението на един много хубав gulab jamun.
Can you eat the reflection of a gulab jamun?
Можете ли да изядете това отражение?
No, you cannot eat the reflection of gulab jamun. Only the real thing can satisfy you.
Само истинското нещо може да ви удовлетвори.
But in this world we're going running after the reflection.
Но в този свят ние тичаме след миража, след отражението.
Instead of going after the actual thing that can satisfy us, Krishna consciousness.
Вместо да преследваме истинското нещо, което може да ни удовлетвори, именно Кришна съзнание.
Becoming the servant of Krishna.
ставаме слугата на Кришна.
We are going after sense enjoyment.
Вместо това ние преследваме сетивно наслаждение.
Gross and subtle sense enjoyment.
Грубо и финно сетивно наслаждение.
We've been doing this for millions of lifetimes.
И ние правим това в продължение на милиони животи.
You would think that after being kicked in the face by Maya for millions of times, we finally realize it's not worth it.
Бихте помислили, че след като Maya ни ритва в лицето в продължение на милиони животи, най-накрая ще осъзнаем, че не си струва.
But we're so damn foolish. We go back again and again and again. We get kicked again by Maya.
Ние сме толкова глупови, че ние отново и отново и отново преследваме същото нещо.
It's such a difficult thing for the spiritual master to convince us, actually.
Толкова трудно за духовния учител да ни убеди, действително.
Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada веднъж ни каза в Лос Анджелес.
He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill.
Кришна повдигна хълма Говардхан.
But you were thinking, maybe.
Но вие си мислите, може би.
So it's actually it's not easy being a spiritual master. It's the most difficult job to convince everyone to give up sense enjoyment and to take up pure devotional service. Because it's such a subtle thing. Practically any other kind of business is easier. Just like if someone opens a music store. People can come in, you know, they can play on the drum, play on the guitars, play on the keyboards. I think, yeah, that sounds very nice, I'll buy that.
Хората могат да дойдат в този магазин и да свират на барабаните на синтезатора и да чуят звука и да си кажат, аз ще го купа.
Because there's some instant sense gratification there.
Защото получават някакво мигновено усетимо наслаждение.
But what is the spiritual master trying to sell you?
Но какво се опитва да ви продаде духовния учител?
He's trying to sell you on the spiritual world.
Духовният учител се опитва да ви даде духовния свят.
You can't see it.
Нещо, което вие не можете да видите.
It's beyond our present senses.
Нещо, което отвъд нашите сетива.
He's trying to give you faith in that spiritual existence.
Той се опитва да вложи във вас вяра към духовното съществуване.
So that's really a hard sale.
И това е, така се каже, една трудна продажба.
Is it? You really have to have a lot of faith.
Трябва наистина да имате доста вяра.
And he's not asking just for a few dollars or a few whatever your currency is here in Bulgaria. The spiritual master is asking you, give your life, give everything. For something you can't even see. You see? You just have to take the guru's word. So don't think it's easy being a guru. They wash your feet, you know, they give you prasadam, they give you, you know, this and that. It's not an easy thing to be a guru. It's the most difficult job. Because even though we've heard a million times, I'm not this body. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And I simply have to engage in his service 24 hours daily. We are saying, yes, 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 that's all right, but still I want some sense gratification. So there's nothing more challenging than being a spiritual master.
Така че няма нищо по-предизвикателно от това да си в позицията на духовен учител.
But if we can follow the simple formula given here by Krishna,
но ако ние успеем да следваме проста формула дадена от Кришна в този стих,
to always be engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord,
винаги да се ангажираме в възпяване на светските имена на Кришна,
to endeavor with great determination to please the Lord,
да полагаме усилия с решителност, за да удовлетворим Бога.
To bow down before the Lord.
Да му даваме своите почит.
Then we can actually become Mahatma.
Тогава ние можем действително да станем Mahatma.
Then we can actually become qualified to get out of this ridiculous joke called material life.
Ние можем да се квалифицираме да се измъкнем от тази просто смешна глупава шега материалния свят.
It's such a crazy position to be in. You know what Narottam Das Thakur says about it?
Това е наистина една лудост да си в това положение. Знаете ли какво казва Ачария Нарутам?
You know, that's why you're smiling so big.
Ти знаеш.
It says it's to drink poison knowingly. If I say, here, have a nice cup of arsenic. Would you like to drink them? No, only a crazy fool would want to drink a cup of arsenic. No sane person would say, yes, let me have a cup of poison. But yet we are so bewildered by the influence of the material nature. We are knowingly drinking the poison of sense enjoyment at every minute. That's the insanity of our present position. So, therefore, we must take shelter of
Krishna.
In the form of His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that is the only thing that will save us. If we do not take shelter of these names by regularly chanting at least 16 rounds daily, we will not be able to give up sense enjoyment. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
Кришна съзнание пък изобщо аз по-хубаво усетим наслаждение и ако деца казва, да, какво е то, като се пак наслаждават се това и то по-невероятно.
Well, but Krishna consciousness, this is the best sense gratification, so what kind of gratification is this? It's also for the sense.
So what kind of?
What kind of gratification, Krishna consciousness? This is also a very nice sense gratification.
Yeah. But in Krishna consciousness, you have to agree to gratify somebody else's senses.
No, в Кришна съзнание ти трябва да се съгласиш да удовлетворяваш нечи и други сетива.
You have to make someone else the primary enjoyer, not yourself.
Ти трябва да направиш някой друг върховния наслаждаващ се.
Material life means I want to be the primary enjoyer. Spiritual life means I want to make Krishna the primary enjoyer. Of course, when you make Krishna the primary enjoyer, then you, as the secondary enjoyer, you enjoy equally with Krishna.
Защото когато направиш Кришна главният наслаждаващ се, ти като второстепенен наслаждаващ се също с наслаждаващ на неговото ниво.
So there is no loss.
Така че загуба няма.
But most people don't want to do that.
Но повечето хора не искат да го.
They think, no, I want to be the primary enjoyer.
Не, те казват, аз искам да съм главният наслаждаващ се.
They're selfish.
Това е себично.
And therefore they're cutting their own throat.
И затова те си режат собственото гърло.
Next question. Yeah.
Изглежда сякаш, че по-силно повече от Кришна, от малко, от Кришна, въпреки че Кришна е върховния съкривиш, защо се получава така с обикновена Кришна? Които въпреки това имат и знания за Кришна и се опитват Кришна с това.
It looks like that the conditioned souls are more attracted to Maya than to Krishna, who is the all attractive person. And why this happens? Why the conditioned souls, even if they have knowledge, they're still attracted to the illusory energy?
Because they want to be the center of enjoyment. Krishna fulfills their desire by giving them this entanglement within the material nature. It is simply the fulfillment of their desire. That's all. They want to be the center of enjoyment. So they are given this idea that this combination of the senses and the sense objects is where the real nectar is. They wanted it and they got it. Now they have to pay the price. Birth, death, old age and disease. The sober man thinks, I want to always enjoy, so why am I undergoing these miseries? And then Krishna will bring that sincere seeker of truth into contact with a bona fide spiritual master. And by the contact of that guru, he will get the experience of transcendental existence. He will get faith in a higher principle of enjoyment. And he will also get a taste of that higher principle of enjoyment. And in this way he can give up the madness of material existence. Questions more?
The other religions say that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, we are bothering God. And isn't it just some kind of mental adjustment that we're doing by chanting these names?
They think, or they claim, that by chanting Hare Krishna, you are bothering God. But this verse we chanted tonight, Krishna is telling you should always be chanting. So how it can be botheration? If it is botheration, why Krishna is giving the instruction? Krishna is pleased when his devotees obey his instructions. Therefore, their statement that chanting Hare Krishna is a botheration, that is the botheration. They are the ones who are bothering God. Next question. Yes.
When they ask for material things, isn't that a botheration? Give me this, give me that. Mm. Aren't we bothering the Lord with that?
Yes. Is that a botheration when we ask God for material things? Just like the Hindus, they have one popular song, they call it the Arti song. But actually they're simply begging, God, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You see, they think, oh, I'm such a great Hindu, I'm offering puja to God, you see. But all they're saying is, God, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me, you see. Is that devotee of God? Who says, give me, give me, give me? That is not devotee of God. He is devotee of his senses only. So that is the most bothering thing. The Lord has to hear all these prayers from the Hindus, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims. Give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me. The thief, he is praying, dear God, please let me rob that house tonight. And the householder, he is praying, dear God, please protect my house from the thieves tonight. Prabhupada said, God is perplexed. He told us in Atlanta. So this is botheration. You see? The Americans are praying, oh, please protect us from Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda is praying, please let us kill all the Americans. This is simply botheration. Everyone should be praying, dear God, please let me be your servant. That prayer the Lord can hear 24 hours a day, and He'll love to hear that prayer. But if you're praying, oh, give me a wife, you know, give me this, give me that, give me a husband, give me money, give me position. These are stupid prayers. You're not pleasing God, you're harassing Him. Who do you think He's most inclined to fulfill the desires of? That person who's always hounding him, give me this, give me that. Or that person who's simply serving him 24 hours a day without asking for anything except for bhakti. Whose desires do you think he would like to fulfill first? The selfless pure devotee or the Kanishta who's just begging for this and that and so many things? Who can say? Who is God more inclined to fulfill the desires of? Huh?
As the parents, they will know because they have to fulfill the desires of the kids.
No one is directly answered, but Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, I give them everything they need.
никой не каза, не обясни точно, но Бхагавад-гита Кришна каза, че тези, които не обожават изключителна преданост, аз давам всичко, което имам.
If you totally give yourself to Krishna without asking anything in return,
ако вие изцяло се предадете на Кришна без да искате нищо в замяна,
Krishna will give you everything you need at every minute.
Кришна ще ви достави всичко, което имате нужда във всеки момент.
You'll never be lacking in anything.
Нищо няма да ви липсва никога.
Is it? So that's the smart thing to do. You bow down before the Lord, you say, my dear Lord, from now on, whatever you want, you can do whatever you want with me. I don't care.
Вие просто падате пред Бога и му се молите, скъпи Господи, от сега нататък може да прави всичко, което пожелаеш с мен.
Just keep me always engaged in your service. Whatever I can do to please you, that's all.
Моля те, винаги ме дръж ангажиран в твоя служене, всичко, което мога да направя, да те удовлетворя.
You can handle me roughly by your embrace.
Ти можеш да ме притискаш силно в прегръдките си.
Or leave me broken hearted by not being present before me.
Или да разбиваш сърцето ми, като не се явяваш пред мен.
You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally.
Ти оставаш моя обожаван Бог безусловно, завинаги.
That is the mood of pure bhakti taught to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Това е настроението на чиста бхакти, което Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху ни учи.
If you will place yourself before your spiritual master and before Krishna in that mood of complete surrender,
ако вие се поставите пред своя духовен учител и пред Кришна в това настроение на пълно отдаване,
you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. You will wake up from the sleep of illusion. Relishing the sweetest bliss at every minute. I guarantee it. Or double your money back. Of course, he didn't give any money. Any other questions? Yeah.
One of my friends wants to know about about 5,000 years ago, when Kshatriyas, they were allowed to drink, to have many women, to kill animals, and eat their flesh. So why is it happening so that the Kshatriyas are allowed to do all these sinful activities?
Why the Kshatriyas are allowed to have many women?
Not only this, all the sinful activities, like eating meat, drinking wine, gambling,
why they want to do? They're thinking, I would like to be a chatri. Is that why they're asking?
No, I'm just curious about happening.
Well, each there's a specific answer for each item. The Kshatriyas were duty bound to protect the innocent citizens from aggressors. Therefore, they had to be expert killers. In any skill, whether it's music or cooking, any kind of skill, you have to practice that skill. If you don't keep practicing it, you'll lose your skill. So therefore, from time to time, the Kshatriya, when there's no war going on, they will go to the forest and to rid the forest of those animals, the tigers and other animals that are creating disturbance for the sages in the forest.
Тигри,
So, since they are killing the animal, they are allowed to take the meat. But, so that was allotted to them, but they were never allowed to take from slaughterhouse. That is most sinful thing.
Защото това е най-греховното нещо.
There are two types of kshatriyas, demoniac kshatriyas and rajarishis. So there were different kinds of people that were taking demoniac type people were taking that intoxication and women and wine and all those things. But rajarishis, they were not like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Имало е два типа кшатрия, едни са демоничните, другите са раджаришите, които не са вършили всички тези греховни дейности, които са.
Those who are actual proper kshatriya, they are twice born.
Тези, които са истински кшатри, те са два пъти родени.
They are acting under the guidance of learned brahmins.
Те са действали под наставленията на учени брамани.
So, and, yes?
The Pandavas, they are very pious kings, but they still gamble.
Yes, they were allowed that, the Kshatriya codes allowed them to engage in that sort of sporting. But we can see how much trouble they got into by that sporting. Therefore, we prohibit you, do not gamble. You can learn lesson from how much they lost everything. Practically, even the shirt off their back, they lost everything. So, next, any other question?
Понякога се казва, че, понеже Санкшанът го каза, че ако човек е безкористен в предното си служене, всичко нищо няма да му липсва. Обаче, от друга страна, първо, нали, някой каза, че Хари отнемал всичко, пък Шива. Това е тези индуси, така казва. Хари всичко взима, пък Шива дава и заради това обжава Шива. Бери прав пак. Когато бизнесът му западнал, той сетил за тази свещна штука, в която се каза, че тези, към които проявявам особена ценност, на тях отнемам всичко за модно служител повече. И как това се връзва с това, че ако си безкористен,
Кришна ще ти даде всичко.
Кришна ще ти даде всичко.
Което е нужно. Всичко, което
е нужно. You said that if one is selflessly serving Krishna, he will supply him everything what is needed.
Yeah.
But some, we also know that that another name of Krishna is Hari, which means someone who takes away. So the Hindus, for example, they don't want to worship Hari because they know that he will take away. So how these things are?
Yes, Krishna takes away all those things which are impediments for your devotional service.
Krishna отнема тези неща, които са пречка в твоето правилно служение.
And he gives you everything that you need to perform devotional service. So you should be happy if he takes away all those things you don't need. Because they are distracting you from pure bhakti.
Защото те те отклоняват, разсейват от чистата бхакти.
You have to let Krishna decide what you need and what you don't need. It's not up to you. Because you are impure, therefore you want so many impure things. You let Krishna decide what you need. Leave it up to Krishna. Whatever Krishna does is all right. You all know that story, whatever Krishna does is all right. You know that story? Yes. Yes, I've told that story before. Whatever Krishna does is already. Just leave it up to Krishna. My dear Lord, whatever I don't need, please take it away from me. And simply give me whatever I need to become your pure devotee. And to make everyone else into a pure devotee. Questions more? Yeah.
Is it good to be idealistic?
Is it good to be idealistic? Yes, it is very good to be idealistic. Our philosophy, Krishna consciousness philosophy, is the most idealistic philosophy. So, if you are an idealist, you will be very happy in Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, it is the most pragmatic philosophy also. So nowhere else do you see that idealism and pragmatism are married together perfectly. Krishna consciousness is the perfection of philosophy. Because it is the supreme pragmatism and the supreme idealism all in one package. Next question. Yeah.
Имат такава склонност от хора, които употребяват алкохол и опиятие да обсъждат теми, свързани с духовния напредък в действителността. Имат ли някаква полза това? Действителността е. Имат ли някакъв духовен напредък? Стигат ли до някакъв реален.
There is a tendency in people who are drinking and who are taking intoxication to discuss spiritual philosophy. And of course
there is a what?
A tendency.
A tendency?
Yes, a tendency.
Okay.
In those
okay.
People. So is are they getting any benefit? Of course, they forget everything in the morning, but are they getting any benefit?
The problem is they don't go very deeply into it. Because they have clouded the finer tissues of their brains by the intoxication. They cannot go very deeply into it. So, if you would like to get intoxicated and discuss spiritual matters, we recommend that you go to the Hare Krishna movement. We will get you intoxicated with prasad and kirtan, and then we will talk very, very high level philosophy. We will empower your brain to go to higher and higher levels of philosophy. And when you wake up the next morning, you will still remember it. Next question.
За да станеш махатма, трябва твоето тяло също да е съвършено, както духът ти. То се променя много бавно. И в крайна сметка умира несъвършено. Защо е така?
He's stating that in order to become a Mahatma, your body should also be perfect as your spirit. But
your body should be perfect?
Yes.
Yes, in one sense. Of course, the body remains always imperfect. It must get old, sick, and die. The body will get sick, old, and die. But if you engage... But if you will engage that body in Krishna's service 24 hours, it becomes as good as a spiritual body. Srila Prabhupada gives this example. He says, if you put an iron rod into the fire, that iron rod will become fire. He says, if you don't believe it, then just touch it. So if you will engage your body 100% in Krishna's service, that will become a spiritualized body. That's why when the spiritual master is buried, when he dies, they don't cremate him, they bury his body usually. Because that body was 100% spiritualized by being fully absorbed in Krishna's service. Next question. Yeah.
Истинските християни, които са светци, на които казват, че мощите лекуват, те са всъщност е точно това, което той казва. Че те са успели да постигнат.
Regarding what you said last, does this also mean that the real Christians, which you know, their remnants of their bodies like bones, and they say they are like they're holy and powerful. Is it true
because the real Christians?
The saints.
Yeah, if a Christian saint is fully absorbed in pure love of God, yes, same thing. But not if they're a meat eater. You can't become a saint and eat meat at the same time. The animals are your brothers and sisters. You think eating your own brothers and sisters you can become saintly? The Bible clearly says, thou shalt not kill. But yet they're eating the animal. They're killing and eating the animal. Do you think that is saintly? Questions more? Yeah.
Борих се с един евангелист и той каза, абе вашите духовни учители, като са нали, толкова велики, те могат ли да лекуват някой? Сега, какво бих могъл да му отговоря в този въпрос?
He spoke with one evangelist, Christian evangelist, and this person said, if your spiritual masters are so great, can they heal anybody? Do they have a healing power? So what he can answer?
Yeah. So the bona fide spiritual master, he is the greatest healer. Because he is permanently curing you from birth, death, old age and disease.
Защото той завинаги те излекува от раждане, болест и смърт.
Yeah. Any other question? Yes.
How we can go to the spiritual world?
Very nice question. Very nice. So, the way to go to the spiritual world is this. You have to understand what are the people in the spiritual world like. And you have to become like them. You have to find out what they eat. You have to find out what they talk about. You have to find out what they do. Whatever they do in the spiritual world, that's what you have to do now. Whatever kind of food they eat, that's the kind of food that you have to eat. Whatever kind of music they listen to, that's the kind of music you have to listen to. You have to become just like the people in the spiritual world. And then you will naturally go to them. When your body becomes useless and you leave your body, then you will naturally go to that spiritual world. So now, do you want to go there? Very good. Next question. Any other question? So I think there is some prasadam. Yes. So if there's no further questions, now we will eat the same way the people in the spiritual world eat. We will take Krishna prasad. Raja Vijay Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
ISKCON Bulgaria devotees ki jai.
Jai.